It's just another game over there. It has no significance to me that it's the last time in this dome or not. So I think in a couple of years it'll be interesting to see what they did. You know, I think it's just as a spectator as a whole. I mean, when anyone builds a new stadium, you never know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously what Jerry Jones did in Dallas, and, you know, be interested what San Fran does with their new building, you know, what they add that no one else has or whatnot. So that'll be about the only thing I'm interested about.
Vikings haven't won a game in the United States all year. But John told us, you know, you can throw the records out the window. It's divisional. It feels like a different vibe in here this week.
It's very true, especially when you have to go on the road. It's going to be a tough environment, especially early. They'll be amped up. They have all the hoopla going on before the game and the starting lineups. And it'll be interesting how many Packer fans are able to make it over there, if they're selling tickets or not. So, but hopefully we can jump on them early, quiet the crowd, and get our fans into it.
How much more important is it that typical week when you're playing at a dome or playing an environment like that to get a couple quick scores and shut that crowd up a little bit?
That's what you want. We like going inside, playing on the fast track, the good footing. And anytime you go on the road, you want to start fast and try to quiet the crowd as much as possible. Allow our defense to get after the quarterback, because if we get a lead, then it's going to, you know, our defense is good enough against the run already, but it'll really force them to be one-dimensional, and that's what we want.
Is it still going to feel strange running into a game, being the only remaining starting receiver?
It is a little bit. I'm starting to miss those two. But we see them around the building. We're missing them at practice. But it's been good. It's been fun having Boink and Miles and now even Chris to come in and really teach those guys and, you know, try to bring them along and just little things that it's fun to do that as well. So, but we look forward to those other guys to be back as soon as possible.
I guess maybe how would you kind of evaluate your faith in those guys?
It's high. Jared went out and played extremely well last week. Miles, he had one opportunity, but throughout the game, looking at the grade sheet and watching film, he played well. He didn't have any big mistakes. I mean, he had one miscue, but I mean, it was an easy one to correct. So there wasn't like a blow up of every time. You know, like, you know, we need to stay out of that personnel. So the more opportunities he gets, the more he needs to make the most of them and just stay confident. And the better he does, the more he'll be able to be on the field.
Last week you expected it to be Joe Hayden, and of course you're right about that, but Vikings don't really have a Joe Hayden, so what do you think you're going
to
get?
I honestly have no idea. Okay. And it makes it a little bit more difficult that way. Not used to it, but when it comes down to it, it'll be football. And there's multiple ways they can go about it. We'll just have to adjust.
So what do you do if they almost double you and try to let the rest of the guys try to beat them?
Then I'll let the rest of the guys beat them. There's nothing you can do. I mean, you watch it all the time with Atlanta, what they do to Tony Gonzalez in the red zone. I mean, I don't expect that, but I mean, you can't do anything about it. If they decide to put two, and I think I've seen sometimes three guys like on Calvin in the red zone. I mean, there's 11 guys on the field for a reason. The other guys will step up, make plays, and we'll just have to take a feel for it. And I mean, we got some plans that, depending on how the game goes, to adjust.
Did you see JerMichael today?
I have not seen JerMichael today.
Jordan, did Boykin's performance surprise you at all last week?
Not really. I expected him to go out and play well. Now, to get over 100 yards on a touchdown in your first start, I mean, kind of surprising, but we knew he was going to play a lot. And he's going to have a lot of opportunities. And I think just the way he played, the aggressiveness that he was at, the separation he was able to create, and just consistently make the plays was good to see. And it was fun to watch. And I mean, that's kind of going into the game, that's how I felt the game was going to go, was he was going to get a lot of opportunities, and he did.
Do you see yourself as sort of a big brother to him, giving him advice, whatever? What advice did you give him?
Nothing too over the top. Just this, try to keep him calm. Let him know it's just a game. Before we went out, all I ever said was, don't forget what you did in high school. Don't forget what you did in college. I mean, that's why you're here. It's because you can play football. And that's all it is. It's just a game of football. And I try to tell him anything we do in practice is going to be a lot harder than what we do on the field. So, and he agreed to that after the game. So I'm not just full of it.